This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. All right, this is from Monique in Summerfield. Monique writes, I'm almost 6 feet tall and my man is my height when I'm not wearing heels. He invited me to a red carpet event and he asked me not to wear heels. I don't have a problem with his height, but he does. Should I wear heels when I want to?
I mean, I think you should, but... you know, that's just, you know, what that is. That's just a little insecurity, you know. Now, she says she's 6 feet and they the same height. When she don't wear heels, she wear heels, she gonna step up on it. He needs some damn boots, sound like to me.
He need a wedge. I'm like getting him up there.
What he need, Tommy?
I knew it.
What is that?
You know, a wedge where they... it's kind of wrapped in the back. A wedge, and you get a little more height. Your heel be up.
Really?
Yeah.
Where you get them at?
See, that's a setup. Hey.
You just figured that out.
Yeah, it's been a setup. You just walked right into it.
I'll be 5'11 sometimes, y'all. I know where to get them at. I'll be
5'11. Lord, I mean. Ooh, he coming now.
How tall are you, Steve?
6'2".
Yeah. He's 6'2".
6'2", flat-footed. Put your boots on and get strong up in here.
Yeah. All right, so that's what this guy
You ain't got nothing but nostril view after that.
You're saying he needs boots. The expert's saying he needs a wedge. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Right. What say you?
Yeah. And I don't know how you dress this up like y'all on a red carpet somewhere. What do he do?
He's maybe an actor.
Well, then little man need to just go on and act. And just go and be friends. You got tall girl. Ain't nothing wrong.
A bunch of little men on that red carpet, so.
Whole bunch of them. I see them all the time.
Okay. When's the last time you saw one on
a
red carpet?
Steve. On the red carpet? Well, I ain't been on red carpet in a long time. But I stood next to Tom Cruise one time.
Yeah, he sure.
I went, damn. Good thing you got money, pimp.
Look big on the camera, don't he?
Impossible.
That little man right there, he's about the same size as Monica.
Is he that short?
Yeah, no, he's short. Sure. I've seen him in person before. He's short. Sure. Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing, though. Really, really cool guy. Mm-hmm. Really, really cool guy.
All right. Moving on to Gina in Richmond. Gina writes, my boyfriend lives with me, and we use his place as an Airbnb for extra income. Well, Friday, he hung out with two girls that rented the place, and they took a picture and tagged him. He said it's nothing. Well, how did he just happen to be out with him? What happened here?
What you mean how he just happened to be out with him?
Uh-huh. They're renting his Airbnb, so...
So I don't understand what her question is. How did they just happen to be out?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just kicking it.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with.
Yeah.
Did you ask him?
So he can lie.
Well, I mean, but what are we going to do?
You asking us and not him.
Yeah, because, see, we don't know what the situation was. I don't know if they worked together. I don't know if they was at happy hour. I don't know if it's coincidental. But it's mighty coincidental that the two chicks you rent out your Airbnb, y'all somewhere partying.
Yeah.
Now, somebody got somebody's number.
He hung out with the two girls that rented the place. That's all it says. That's all the evidence or the explanation. That's it. Two girls that
went
to
the
place.
Well, he has their information if they rented out the house.
Yes, they rented, yeah.
Right. So they wanted to talk about the condition of the house and asked him, you know, could he come and explain it to him?
Here comes the lie.
Down at Cheesecake Factory.
How convenient.
Yeah.
So that's the lie. Okay, that's what you're going with. Oh,
oh
wow.
Man, these cats. Oof, I don't know.
Moving on. Well, we'll move on to Pinky then. Pinky out of New Orleans. Pinky says, I had sex with a friend in his car. He gave me a t-shirt to wear home. I kept the shirt and wore it to brunch with jeans because it's a dope t-shirt. I got yelled at for wearing it. Now, how would his wife know it's his t-shirt? Why is he tripping?
Damn. Pinky, what?
Come on, Pinky. Yeah.
So she wore it with some jeans.
Yeah.
Because it's a dope t-shirt.
Yeah, to brunch. She wore it to brunch, but he yelled at her. He was mad.
And, he yelled at her.
Yeah, he yelled at her. Yeah. Because, and then her next question is, how would his wife know that it was his t-shirt? And why is he tripping?
How's all y'all at the same brunch? Where is this story going? There's too many loopholes in this thing. Wait a minute. Pinky. What the hell going on?
Take that shirt
next
off.
To the car first, okay? First, that's...
Now y'all at the brunch hollering. The hell you got the t-shirt on for? Because
it's a dope t-shirt. That's what she said.
You see my girl over here?
I don't think they were at brunch.
No.
I don't think that's deep. I think she wore it out and he found out and he yelled at her to make it seem like my wife
could have
seen you with it rocking this shirt. I don't think they were all eating brunch together in Mimosa.
Well, let's get to the other problem.
Sex in the car.
How hard are this sex in the car that they had? Well, you had to take what the hell you had on out and wear this damn t-shirt.
That's
on.
Where I thought. Yeah.
Y'all have got to get a damn room somewhere with a closet where you hang your stuff up.
And was it just a t-shirt or she had bottoms? I mean, really, what's going on?
Something got tore up in that damn car.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a lot, Pinky.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I can't help you, Pinky.
Yeah, that's what I was wanting you to say. Thank you.
I mean, that's who it is to me.
But she worried about the wife
and
the shirt. But you sleeping with her husband. Let's get to that.
Man, that ain't even...
In the car.
Okay. In the car, Pinky.
All the rest of this is normal. What is he hollering at me for by wearing this t-shirt?
He getting on my nerves, Pinky.
Dog, he my friend. We had some sex. His wife didn't even see us. I'm wearing his damn shirt to a brunch and he gonna holler at me about some wearing this shirt. Because his wife could see me in this shirt.
He shouldn't have given you the damn shirt.
If the t-shirt say, Jabari loves Keisha, then I understand the damn problem.
Yeah, if it's just Evidently. One.
He got an airbrush t-shirt, Jabari loves Keisha.
Jabari.
Yeah.
All right, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.